would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is automatically deleted husband, and I'm shocked to hear this gambling going on. No, I mean, that's the wrong line. I'm shocked that the phone wasn't answered. Yeah, right. Anyway, that was obviously I tried to do the spoof on Casablanca, but anyway. I know the thing that's on your mind is, what about the big frog hike? And we're talking maybe. So maybe Friday, maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday. I don't know. Maybe next week. But I took a hike today, and on the way back, the route I took, go up a hill, and got to the top of the hill, and I stopped, turned around and looked, because I'm in a neighborhood, and top of the hill, and I look, and there in the distance, you can see, sticking out like a sore thumb, or like a big frog. Is Big Frog Mountain, and you know, just to sit there, to stand there and look way in the distance, and you can see it clear as can be, and to think, one, I've been up there more than once, and the plan is to be up there again, maybe in a few days. It's kind of like, it's a big deal. It really is a big deal. But the other thing that's even more of a big deal is, in the last two emails that I sent out, something bounced. You know, I am quite aware that obviously I'm blocked. So for most people, the emails go into junk mail. I understand that. You know, but that is a conscious effort to deny someone who's reaching out. What is that, Genesis 42? When he begged us. Oh, who has discussed that? Maybe someone who also has like a middle name of Joseph. But anyway. Julia's email bounced. And it's now 2 days. And bounced with the mailbox is full. And there can be a whole lot of reasons for this. Obviously, that's happened repeatedly with my wife and her voicemail mailbox being full several times. And I don't know why. Because, I don't know, it's that this idea of committing one's life to someone else and then not living that commitment. Who would do that? I'm concerned about my Julia, because it could be trivial or it could be significant, because obviously her husband twice sent emails that were less than appropriate, and I've reached out to Isaac several times and received only silence. I put online several videos, including on things like onto BitChute, the N-words and the Black Families Matter video. It was basically focused on Isaac. So I don't know. But obviously, I'm the dad, and that's my girl, and I'm concerned. And this is the only hint of information I have about her. So I am concerned. It'd be nice to know. It really would be nice to know. Because I did send her the postcard and then send her several months again later. Because Chris, even though my wife said, okay, she says Jesus is the Redeemer, but apparently, you know, obeying Jesus, no, we don't have to do that. And she went to the state, contrary to, again, as I went in depth in the 1 Corinthians 6 and the entropy. So she went to Jesus and said, my terms, not yours. Most unfortunate, because I love that lady. But anyway, I am concerned. I'm concerned about my family. And I don't know what's going on. So I will continue to strive to find out. And obviously Friday is the 2-year anniversary of George's email. But I just also, to keep this short, I just also listened to yesterday's video, because I am spending a lot more effort on trying to give you some substance. Because it's beyond my family that hears this, and that'll probably expand. I'll elaborate on that later. But one of the things, because I talked about how the sun, there is the model of it being, you know, versus the gravitational model of the universe versus the electric model of the universe. I have discussed this in the past, and the electric model shows that the sun is effectively, you know, euphemistically, electric light bulb, because it's externally powered, and that was the point of yesterday. The reason the sun glows is because not it's self-powered, it's a nuclear reactor, but it's externally powered by electricity. And you turn off that electricity, the sun goes dark. And not over time, basically immediately. And that's why we can see, things like pulsars and things of that nature, because some kind of related somehow. But the other thing that I thought about, because I've mentioned it before and I want to keep it in your mind, is the idea of what we call Newtonian physics. You know, the idea of a body in motion will stay in motion unless acted on by an external force, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, I've described before the idea of an orbit, like a satellite going around the Earth, or obviously the Earth going around the sun. We have the Earth has a particular motion in a direction, and there's the gravitational force of the sun. You combine the two, and it turns into an orbit. You say, okay, that makes sense. You know, the math has been well refined, so you can understand this, you can predict it, and so forth, and make use of it. So this is all well and good, because we can make use of all the information and the understanding we have how it works. But just like the sun, that is not self-powered. When you think about something going in an orbit, there's the gravitational force, arguably an electromagnetic force. Won't go down that rabbit trail. But there's that force that's pulling it in. Where does it come from? And, you know, you can get people that may give you all sorts of wonderful things. No one knows. No one knows. What causes that force? We can do the math. We can understand it. We can measure it and things of that nature. Make use of it. Where does it come from? I will tell you where it comes from. You know, because I find it so fascinating, the Colossians verse about in him all things hold together. Again, this, you know, loosely you can find that in the Greek word there gives us the idea of sustains. But, you know, also the idea of holds together. You know, he is effectively the electromagnetic force or the gravitational force that holds things together. You know, this idea that the universe is self-sustaining, No, I'm sorry, it's not. If God steps away, everything's gone. It just stops. It's not self-sustaining. And, you know, the thing that is so important about that is, yes, there's the arrogance of man who says, no, this is, you know, random chance and all this malarkey. But when you understand that we have the model of I am the vine, you are the branches that I discussed yesterday, we can do nothing without Christ. The sun does not glow because it's self-powered. It glows because external power orbits. Whether we're talking about the Earth around the sun, as you know, the moon around the Earth, and all sorts of other things, doesn't happen because of an innate something. It's because the Lord is providing that power. We cannot reproduce it in the laboratory. We can measure it, we can manipulate it, and so forth. cannot make it. And we cannot grab a bit of it. You know, we have in-depth dialogues of what is truth? You know, because obviously Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. And, you know, so we've discussed truth because, you know, one of the things we talk about is you can't get a gallon of truth. It's not something you can measure. And, you know, in the same way, so many of these other things that we see in the world, when we see that the heavens are proclaiming the glory of the Lord, you know, look at the sun. It is proclaiming a magnificent design, and it's being sustained by the Lord. The electromagnetic force, electricity, there's no explanation for it. Where does it come from? Again, we can understand it, we can manipulate it, we can make great use of it. Where does it come from? Haven't got a clue. And again, it's just like I've discussed artificial intelligence, the idea of you have the big data, because again, manipulation of language, you have the big data sets so you can make a better decision about something. But the idea of generalized artificial intelligence, the idea of having a computer, a machine, think, no one's got a clue. Simply haven't got a clue. So you look at the sun, you look at, you know, things like gravity, electromagnetic force, generalized artificial intelligence, man doesn't have a clue because it's God. And it should give you a real appreciation for our Creator is a rather big deal. And the world will deny that. Well, let's be frank. My family denies it. My family denies the Lord. Because the Lord says, I'm going to make it simple for you. I want you to do two things. I want you to love and love. And my family, at least those that my wife's dad, institutional church leadership, they say, no. But I'll continue to strive. So, Julia, I'm concerned. I'm really concerned. I hope things are well with you, with Isaac, with Charlotte, and James. A postcard was sent to you twice because even though my wife went to the state, again in violation of man's law, and of God's law, turning to man's law, which she doesn't obey anyway, that doesn't prohibit our relationship. So I've asked twice because Chris has offered twice to drive me there to have my first meeting with my grandkids, with at least two of them. I'm asking for that again. I love to see my grandkids. And again, remember about 4 years ago or so, the hug you and I had. It was magnificent. I want to do that again. And, you know, right there is a purse. I would like to, it'd be great if I could actually hand deliver that to Charlotte. Julia, I'm concerned about you. I love you. George, you sent me a card, an email 2 years ago. I've been reaching back for 2 years. Well, I've reached back longer than that, actually. And I'm going to continue to try. Call me, please. And my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I do love you. I hold nothing against you. I'm only seeking reconciliation. You keep saying Jesus is the Redeemer. He is the Redeemer of His elect. Please, live as if you are part of the elect. How do you see that? By obedience to Him. You're not doing that. That doesn't have to continue. My lady, I love you.